So, let me clarify. Did you say that the seventh race would come after the destruction of our solar system?
No.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Toward the end of this Earth.
Okay.
Now, there's several Earths may appear within one solar system. The Earth isn't as old as the Sun. It's just about as old, but at the end of this Earth, not so much this Earth, but the end of human evolution will appear the Amorphidites. And then how long they will live upon the Earth and the physical, I don't know. Then eventually we'll move up into the higher ethers. So all life will eventually leave the physical because it will eventually become uninhabitable, and we'll move up to the higher ethers and live there. And that'll be a much more celestial place to live than this physical Earth. But first of all, we'll bring physical life to the highest perfection possible. But to bring it to that perfection, we need to develop love, brotherhood, peace on Earth, goodwill to men. That will definitely happen. The only question about is when it will happen. The interesting thing about the will of God, there's certain things in the will that's pre-planned, that there's nothing that can stop it from happening. God is like a painter that decides to paint a picture, and he knows exactly the picture he wants to paint. So he begins painting what he thinks is maybe a masterpiece. And he knows how it's going to look. He has a vision in his mind how it's going to look. But there's several things that are unknown. He doesn't know how many mistakes he's going to make. He doesn't know how many corrections he's going to have to make. He doesn't know how many times he's going to get the color not quite right and have to correct it. He doesn't know how long it's going to take to make all these corrections. But he knows he's got a pretty good idea of when he's going to finish and what it's going to look like. And there's nothing that's going to stop him from finishing the painting. Now, this is the way the will of the higher lives, or God, is. When the will is picked up, the person that picks up that will knows for sure that certain things are going to happen. There's certain things that's going to happen. There's certain evolutions are going to take place. Certain cycles are going to take place. And in the end, there will be manifestation of perfect, as perfect as we can imagine, love, wisdom, brotherhood, peace, cooperation, all the things that the prophets have ever dreamed of will materialize. The only question is when and how much difficulty is it going to be in making it happen. We see all kinds of things in the world and people think it's never going to happen. It's going to take Jesus coming down and creating, burning all the wicked with fire so they're all burning stubble and leaving the righteous. That's the only way it's going to happen. Curtis and I used to joke about that. We used to say, well, yeah, you know, our neighbor will be out mowing his lawn and all of a sudden a bolt of fire will come down and just burn him up and we're going to be okay though. And that's kind of the way they envision it happening. You know, they'll be out mowing their lawn and the neighbor gets it, but they won't. But these guys that think that they're righteous and they're going to create peace on earth and brotherhood need to learn to love that neighbor out there mowing his lawn that doesn't believe exactly the way that they do. So this brotherhood and peace and all these really good things that the prophets have dreamed of will happen. It's just the time frame. And we, as human units, can be catalysts to make it come quicker, or we can get in the way and slow it down. We either lead, follow, or get out of the way. But it's going to happen with or without us. But the best thing we can do is do our best not to get in the way, but to try to speed things up to make it happen. And one of the things we can each do on an individual level is to be of service to our fellow men and to love our fellow men and to bring out love within our fellow men, because love is the answer, like they say. We must see the perfection in each human being. And this is what gives Christ his tremendous healing powers. Did you ever notice that when he healed someone, did he ever say, "You're healed because God healed you"? Did he ever say that? No. When he healed somebody, how did he say they were healed? Right. He says, "Your faith." He never said, "I healed you." He never says, "God healed you." He said, "You healed yourself. You healed yourself because you had faith in the word that I gave, and that faith has made you whole." Okay? But if the guy just healed himself like Jesus says, then why did they need Jesus? Jesus apparently did something. He didn't take much credit for it because he kept saying, "Your faith has made you whole." And if that's all there was to it, how come they weren't whole before he showed up? What did he do? What did he do that was different, that stimulated their faith?
He saw them in their own perfection.
Right. When he looked at somebody, and imagine that Christ is looking at you, just visualize the perfect man looking into your soul. What will he see? Do you think he'll see the goodness in you, or do you think he'll see all of your faults? Do you think he'll say, "Susie, oh man, you treated this person really bad yesterday. You know, you need to repent"? Do you think he'd say something like that to somebody that he's attempting to heal? He wouldn't say that at all. No matter who he looked at, if they came to him for help, he looked at them and he saw their soul. And their soul is a perfect man or woman on its plane. On its own plane, your soul is perfect. Because your soul is connected with a soul or angel. And as in that connection, it shares a perfection through a union with God. And we are capable of being connected with the soul. And when he looked at the person's soul, and he looked into their eyes, he could see that perfection, and the person felt that perfection, and it elevated them. It elevated them up until they touched their own souls. And when they touched their own souls, they could accept the Word, which is God. Remember the key that we gave out last time, or the time before, the Word is God? They accepted the Word that is God, and that Word made them whole. And he says, "By your faith, you are made whole." By their faith in accepting that word and feeling, they sensed that Jesus saw that perfection in them. Now, have we ever sensed before that someone saw perfection in us? Many in this room have had that experience. And when did that experience occur, do you think? Who said that?
I did.
Who? Okay, good.
When you fell in love.
Right. Now think back to when you and Larry fell in love. When Larry looked in you in your eyes when he fell in love with you. Did you guys have a falling in love moment?
Yeah.
Okay. That moment when you fell in love, when you looked at her, Larry, could you see anything but a beautiful, wonderful woman?
Yep.
That's all you saw, right?
Yep. And a little blue dress.
And that's what you see. That instant. When you fall in love, and not everyone has fallen in love, but for those of you who have, that moment that you fall in love is like the moment that Jesus looked at somebody he healed. He fell in love with them. And they sense that tremendous love that develops through that. It stimulates something. When you fall in love with someone in that instant, we can call it the holy instant. In that holy instant that you look at somebody that you're actually falling in love, you cannot see anything wrong with them. You cannot find any error. You don't care what they've done. If they murdered somebody yesterday, you don't care. Because all you see is a perfect person that you want to spend eternity with. You want to spend more than life with. You want to be forever with them at that moment that you fall in love. Because at that moment, you see their soul. And do they feel that? If they look at you at that same moment, you look at them at that falling in love moment, and they look at you in that falling in love moment, there's an energy exchanged. The two people know that they're seeing the perfection in each other. And it feels like anything can happen. It feels like a miracle can happen. It feels like they could be healed. It feels like they could move mountains. You feel charged up. And a good portion, I can tell, this is resonating, and the good portion of you have felt that falling in love moment. And those of you who haven't, you will feel it someday. And this is what gave Jesus his tremendous power to heal. He looked in the person's eyes, and he loved them. And they felt it, and they loved him back. And it created a miracle. And this creates tremendous power to contact the soul and bring heaven and earth together and bring the powers of heaven down to earth.